What's been the most challenging part of the job?
It's really hard to say most, but I could describe three different segments of huge challenge. For me personally, actually, being in the middle of an organization, whereas for the previous 25 years of my career, I had been the top person in an organization. Being in the middle and not being able to control my resources is extremely frustrating. I can't control what we need. I must beg and plead. Now I'm sure actually the Parks Commissioner would say the same thing in these times. These times are very difficult. Anyway, so not being able to control the resources to do what needs doing is a big thing. The challenge of the interagency nature of the project. I mean, this has to be a working partnership with the Department of Sanitation. And our agency cultures are very different. And our agency missions are very different. The mission of the Department of Sanitation with regard to Fresh Kills is to make sure that site is meeting all the regulations correctly. And that is a different mission from opening the site up to the public. Now, those two missions are in fact mutually reinforcing, because making sure the site is living up to regulations means making sure that the site is safe. But it's easier to meet regulations when you're not worrying about people wandering around. So the challenge of figuring out how we meet that mandate, marry up that mandate with our mandate, it's challenging. I would not put it in the frustrating box, but I put it in the challenging box. The thing that's in the frustrating box is dealing with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, the regulators.
Okay.
Because at least in the administration that was in until Cuomo's administration came in, and the changes haven't all filtered through yet, but the regulations for landfills are much less precise than the regulations for brownfields. And so it gives regulators more discretion about what they can require you to do. And it means long lead times for review. It's unclear to me that agency believes that this should be open to the public. But that's my take. That's my experience of it, with all of the questions and safeguards, and not even safeguards, just stupid stuff. I don't know, I'm waxing inarticulate here, but they can't always tell what they're asking. They don't always seem to be consistent in what they ask for from us. They apply different rules to different sections. I mean, it's just, it's very, very, the working with DEC is very, very frustrating. You'll probably hear that from people in sanitation. That's a huge challenge. And the politics of Staten Island are a huge challenge.
That actually kind of brings me to another question. Is it been difficult to negotiate the stigma and public perception of the park with both the people in Staten Island and New York City at large?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you negotiate that?
It's not a negotiation. It's an experience. Which is one of the reasons why we are so gung-ho about our tour program and so gung-ho about any programming that we do. Because if you're a Staten Islander and you have lived with the city of New York dumping on you for 50 years, you're not going to get over that because the city of New York declares that, you know, they're doing this nice project. Not happening. But what we see is when people come on our tours and they see the site, we've had people burst into tears. They can't believe how beautiful it is. Thought they'd never live to see the day, so on and so forth. So what we would really like to do is to do everything we can through actually controlled access, through public art, through study, through research and demonstration kind of grants, all kinds of things that start to let people believe that, in Staten Island, let people believe that a change really is going to happen. But it really has to be experiential, because there's just too long of a history, too much understandable anger. Now, as far as the rest of the city is concerned, I mean, there are different constituencies are interested in different things. This project doesn't have a high enough profile from my point of view. I mean, a lot of people don't know about it. You know about it because you're interested in this stuff. But I was talking with, for example, I was talking with a woman who runs a big parks-related foundation who had no idea that it was closed and there's a park planned and so on and so forth. A lot of people think that it's still going on. Well, then where does our garbage go? People are horrified once they find out all the amount of money that gets spent and what the current plan is. But a lot of people don't think about garbage, as Robin would say. And so Fresh Kills is about garbage. So until we really have champions and a project profile that is consistently painting the picture of Fresh Kills as a place that is about renewal and transformation, it'll stay that way.